Welcome to Politics Explained by an Idiot. My name is Millen, the idiot himself, and if I can learn politics at a high level, so can you. Alright, abortion is one of those topics no one really likes to talk about. It's dark. Many people have extreme, ruthless opinions, while other people have mixed opinions. It's almost as if most people have a scale of their abortion opinion, with one end being pro-choice and the other being pro-life. In this episode, I gave a strictly informational video on what each side of the topic believes in, and what it means in a political sense, along with some common arguments that both pro-choicers and pro-lifers use. Hopefully, by the end of this episode, you will have gathered enough information to formulate your own opinion. The term pro-choice is shorthand for a group of individuals who believe a woman should be able to choose an abortion if and when she desires to terminate a pregnancy. Being pro-choice means understanding abortion as a moral choice among numerous moral and morally defensible claims about pregnancy, childbearing, and parenting. It means understanding that some women, the majority of them who are already mothers, will make a moral choice to have an abortion when they do not feel ready or willing or able to carry a pregnancy to term. Being pro-choice is profoundly pro-life, with quotations of course, and is about being concerned as much or more about living and a sentient woman, and the safety and well-being of children actually born into and living in this world, as it is about the ova, sperm, fertilized eggs, embryos, and fetuses. Being pro-choice means understanding that healthy women and healthy pregnancies are both independent values in society, and that women who choose to be pregnant or to carry a pregnancy to term deserve quality pre- and postnatal care, choices in childbirth, and choices in childcare in accordance with their life decisions. Now on to pro-life. The pro-life movement has grown into a large community of those who meet political issues with the mindset that all human life is valuable. Whether you are born a preborn baby, a newborn, or an elderly person, or somebody with disabilities and special needs, your life matters. At its core, the pro-life movement is about the value and equality of all human beings. Also, despite being accused of being conservative and a religious dogma, the pro-life movement is composed of an incredibly diverse population. The movement includes, but is not limited to, both feminists and atheists. Pro-lifers believe that all human life is created equal, regardless of the level of size, the development, education, and degree of dependency. Therefore, taking the life of a preborn baby is a violation to the fundamental right to live. Now onto the argument that each side will say. Pro-lifers will definitely argue about the preborn baby being an actual living organism that is worthy enough to not be aborted. They'll say things like this. At about 22 days after conception, the child's heart begins to circulate his own blood, unique from that of his mother's, and the heartbeat can be detected on an ultrasound. After 6 weeks, the child's eyes, eyelids, nose, mouth, and tongue have formed. Electrical brain activity can be detected at 6 or 7 weeks, and by the end of the 8th week, the child, now known scientifically as a fetus, has developed all of his organs and bodily structures. By 10 weeks after conception, the child can make bodily movements. From as early as 12 weeks, and certainly by 20 weeks, an unborn child can feel pain. Now, pro-choicers will make an argument about bodily autonomy. Many pro-lifers allow for an exception to abortion in the cases of rape or incest. They are acknowledging that there are violations of autonomy that can justify abortion. And if some violations of autonomy are appropriate grounds, then it cannot be true that a right to life is morally greater than that a right to a bodily autonomy. Pro-lifers will say abortion is wrong, while pro-choicers will say abortion is. Making abortion illegal, won't stop abortions from happening. It'll only stop them from being safe. According to a study from MIT, 43% of abortions worldwide are illegal. Changing laws doesn't really solve the problem. Making contraception available and affordable does. Pro-lifers argue that truly bodily autonomy and the safety of women are more important than the morality of aborting a baby. Arguments that pro-lifers will make. Thank you so much if you made it this far. It's not easy listening to an idiot for this long. I hope you were able to have a somewhat better perspective on this topic, and as always, have a memorable day.